Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 481.5, down 2.75 on the open. March 490, down 2.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 422, down 0.5 on the open. March 438, down 1.25. July 450.5, down 0.25 on the open. December corn opened at 255.25, down 2 on the open. March 268, down 2. May 275.75, down 1.25. July 282.75, down 0.25. December, the red line, 293.5, down 1.5 on the open. December oats open at 201, up 3/4 on the open. March, 206.5, down 1/4. November beans open at 558, unchanged on the open. January, 571, down 0.5. March, 582, down 1/4. May, 590, down 1.25. July, $6, down 3/4. Red line, November, 614, down 1.75 on the open. October soybean meal open at 168.30, unchanged on the open. December 168.80, up 70. October soybean oil opened at 24.30, unchanged on the open. December 24.70, unchanged. Over at the Merck, September feeders opened at 116.30, down 12.5 on the open. October 114.35, up 20. November 113.20, up 7.5 on the open. October live cattle open at 89.75, unchanged on the open. December unchanged as well at 89.35. February 90.25, down 7.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 62.70, down 1.15 on the open. December 60.10, down 1.05. February 61.95, down 92.5. April 62.87.5, down 65. And February pork belly is open at 86.50, down 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as advertised earlier, the market has a little bit of a softer tone at the opening bell this morning. Profit-taking or other factors as well?
I think it's mostly profit-taking, Dave. We had a good run up there. You know, we'll probably come in and look at the weather come Monday morning, but certainly the guys that were trading this market and the guys that pulled out of the short positions, that's probably what's going on, a little bit of profit today.
So what does Thursday's run-up do to the overall influences that producers might be making and thinking about heading into the planting season next year, as well as potentially putting in some acres of wheat?
Well, you know, this weather pattern, if it holds, it's kind of taken away the LDP. That's one kind of negative thing as a producer. From the other side of the coin, planting wheat in the soft red areas is going to be difficult because if we stay in this pattern, it stays wet, and I think we're going to see it make it harder to do for wheat planting. And then the other component, if they think we're going to plant more corn acres next year, no-till corn after corn is extremely difficult to do. So some tillage would have to be done if we're going corn after corn and going into the spring of 07. So if we stay wet, Dave, it's all a weather issue, and, you know, getting it harvested and getting tillage done and all those things are really tough.
And if we stay in this wet weather pattern another week or two, does that make that tillage almost difficult or no?
Yeah, some of these soils are getting really saturated. If we get as much rain, you know, in some areas 1 to 3 inches, and then we were pretty wet already before, that's going to make it tough. What we really need to see is some nice dry days and some nice extended periods of warmer weather, and it looks like right now those extended forecasts are for cool, and maybe the rain will back off, but we need some heat with this to get things back on pace.
Why are we having this rally at this particular time of year heading into harvest anyway?
Yeah, really odd time to have one. It doesn't happen very often, but I think all those factors Mike had talked about on last week's Saturday show, the demand is some of the tightest world stocks we've seen in many years. The dollar's cheap, so if you're a world buyer, you know, it's been a good opportunity. And we all know about the upcoming ethanol demand and the need for more corn acres and all that going on next year. So it was just kind of a stimulus to get these guys saying, well, this is cheap enough, and I'm going to buy some of my bushels and start covering. And then it's a process I think they're going to wait and see, and if it's wet again, they'll probably buy more bushels again in the coming weeks.
Looks like that bullish ethanol demand for next year has been shoved backwards into the beginning of this growing season and left essentially commercials thinking that they were going to get some pretty good cheap prices, as they usually do this time of year, short and buying into the teeth of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an unusual event. It doesn't happen very often, but it's coming at a time. Again, it's timing, and you couple this weather pattern with what's coming in demand, and I think the other thing, too, about this crop, Dave, it's going to happen, it's slow maturing, and with the kind of weather we have, that's just going to drag this harvest out no matter what, unless you can tell me we're going to have 3 weeks of sunny weather. The crop moisture is wet on corn. It's not going to go down, so you got to dry it. It's tough to handle to get out there and harvest those beans. So I think harvest is going to be kind of drug out unless we have a total change in pattern here.
So what does that mean for the basis side of the market? I would suppose then that the August lows would hold.
Yes, I think we can probably safely say that. I think, you know, if we get 2 or 3 days of good weather, I think you'll see this market drift back. But I don't think they're going to be deluged with bushels like we've seen in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, harvest just was dry bushels. Guys went really fast and hard. And I think we're not going to see that no matter what happens here.
And over in your area, there were a lot of fields that had to be replanted, and they were probably planted in kind of a checkerboard fashion, which means that when they're harvested all together.
Yeah, and that, again, it just makes for a tough harvest and not the nice harvest as we've had in the last 2 years. And it's difficult to get out there and do it. I mean, it's a struggle, and hopefully we're going to see, you know, this pattern change maybe in a couple weeks. Right now it just looks like we're stuck for at least the coming 10 days to 14 days out there.
Do you think that the harvest lows are in D's corn and Nove beans, pending what we might see at the end of the harvest, at least till the end of harvest?
I think so. I think the lows are in out there, barring, you know, a three-week period of sunny, dry weather. So, yeah, I'd say the lows are in there.
All right. So what are you telling producers who call up today asking what to do about 2007?
We're going to be looking at getting some call options bought so that we can make some forward sales out there. We don't want to ignore what's going on, some good pricing opportunities, but I think it's going to have to be at higher levels. We'll make sales back into the 320, 340 range, but we want to start the process by buying some call options to protect those sales in case, again, that we don't get the acres, or weather next summer certainly is going to be critical to see this thing get excited.
Before I let you go, let's turn our attention to the Merck and ask you, why is lean hogs taking it on the chin today?
Well, I think we got the market pretty overdone to the upside. The thing I'd watch on there, that you look at a December chart, we started this rally back in April, and we've come all the way down to the long-term uptrend line, which we've challenged a couple times before. So this may be enough of a break here to see this market stabilize on that long-term uptrend line.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
Hi, Dave. One other thing, Mike and Mary Jane had a baby today. It's also Mike's birthday, so all you guys that were anticipating Mike's baby, it's a baby boy named Anthony.
And do we have the weight on the child?
I think it was a 9-pounder, so pretty good.
Very good.
Pretty good size, so.
Congratulations to Mike Zuzolo for having a child today. Thank you, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank. serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat at 480.5, down 3.75. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 419.25, down 2.25. Make it down 2 now at 419.5. March wheat, 436.5, down 2, and now down, make it 436.25, down 3. December corn, 255.5, down 1.75. March, 268.75, down 1.25. May, 278.5, down 3/4. Redline December at 295.5 is up 0.5. November beans, 551.75, down 6.25. January, 565, down 6.5. March, 576, down 6.25. November at 611.5, down 4.25. October soybean meal, 166.50, down 180. October soybean oil, 24.22, down 8. At the Merck September feeders, 115.70, down 72.5. October live cattle at 89.25, down 50. October lean hog, 62.85, down 100. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.